Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. When a man died of an overdose in Colorado, it took time to figure out which drug, because it wasn't fentanyl, but another opioid called nitazene.
Even though nitazenes have been around for decades, they haven't been widely used. But amid a raging opioid epidemic and a national crackdown on the fentanyl, nitazenes may become more common.
Nitazenes were developed in the 1950s and 60s and were meant to be a substitute for morphine, but they were so powerful that the FDA didn't approve them. Now they're a Schedule I drug and illegal, just like heroin and LSD.
Nitazenes are made in the lab and are inexpensive to produce. They block pain signals in the brain by binding to opioid receptors in the brain, spinal cord, and other sites in the body.
Depending on the chemical formulation, some nitazenes are 800 times more potent than morphine and 40 times more than even fentanyl.
They come in liquids, pills, and powder form. And just as illegal street drugs can be laced with fentanyl, they can also contain nitazenes without the user knowing.
According to the CDC, a record 92,000 people died of drug overdoses in 2020, and nearly two-thirds were from synthetic opioids, mostly from fentanyl.
Up to 2,000 people may have died from nitazene since 2019. The concern is that this number will grow unless people are educated about the dangers they pose.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more in our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.